Missouri.
4WZ5.
KB. KL4 KB, KL4 WZ5. Difficulty here hearing you.
Alright, let me check my power level.
Just me there. How you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing alright. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November. How are you doing?
My name is Nick, November Indigo Charlie Kilo, and we make our home in Pendleton.
Anyway, I'm gonna update on the past 3 weeks. I actually was trying to raise somebody on the center point earlier on 530. I was working off of South Carolina 88 Greenville Street.
Yeah, I wasn't around earlier, but typically, just hanging out at the house here in Pendleton.
Well, if you ever hear me on the Simplex channel, give me a shout. It's good to meet you, Nick. How's it getting there into the radio?
I'm kind of a nerd, so I've always liked technology and things like that, and started digging into it with some of the transmitting equipment that I use for falconry. You're supposed to have a ham license to use the telemetry equipment. Some of it broadcasts on UHF and VHF frequencies. So that really kind of pushed it. But before then, I was still interested, just never really took action on it.
That is quite interesting. I guess we're all kind of nerds if we still use amateur radio. Well, one of the things that got me into the hobby was when I'd always liked CDs when I was younger. Those CD radios I had. My stepdad and my biological dad were truck drivers, so of course CB radio fascinated me, that Smokey and the Bandit and the Dukes of Hazzard. And then I also have an insane obsession with leather. And then, you know, it took me a couple of years of being interested in leather to find out that there is actually a radio organization that civilians use to call in reports of tornadoes, hail, flash flooding, raging storm damage. And then, you know, I also learned that I was interested in talking to stations around the world. So, about 2 years ago, I met Ham and Chad Hightower. His name is called KO4MUE. And he got me set up to study in, and I studied for about a month, and I went and took my test and got my technician license. So now I've been a technician for about 2 or 3 years, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. And stick around on this computer. I don't know if you use this computer much, but this is the first time I've met you. I don't get on here as much as I used to, but there's a lot of decent hands out here on this computer that probably love to talk to you.
CDs back in the day when I was in high school, I grew up pretty much in the country, and we used to communicate with each other when we were out hunting and stuff like that with our CB radios. That was a lot of fun back then, too, yeah. But I've probably been around a couple months now and find that there's a lot of really great people on this repeater, and I'm usually on the nightly check-in.
Well, that's great, man. I'm sorry I hadn't gotten around to be one of the ones that's talked to you. I stay busy at work, and then I get home and I get a little tired, and I just want to take it easy the rest of the day. Well, I just don't take the time to get on here and put out my call as much as I used to. Yeah, it's great talking to you. I'm glad to have made it to you so happy with it. Explain to me, what you signed, like you needed a hand license for something to do with computers. Could you explain a little more about that? Because I hadn't heard of it.
It took me a second there to put two and two together. Okay, yeah. So I've got a UHF transmitter that I put on typically one of the Hawks, and it's just a beeper. And so about every 2 or 3 seconds it emits a tone, and I can use I have a receiver. It's set up with a Yagi antenna, and it'll kind of tell me the direction that the tone is coming from. And so you program this transmitter that's attached to the bird with your call sign, and every 10 minutes it uses Morse code and transmits your call sign as well.
And so it looks kind of like the repeater ID on this frequency does. Okay, I see what you're getting at now. That's pretty cool.
Technology that people that use dogs to hunt will use to track their dogs. We just use different frequencies that are more effective in, you know, for tracking animals that are a little further away in the sky.
Okay. All right. Well, I've never heard of using amateur technology to track animals. Now that sounds interesting. That really does sound interesting. I need to look more into that.
Great talking to you here. I just pulled into my house and gonna go inside and take it easy for a few minutes before the net starts up, and hope to hear you out there on the net tonight. But that'll be clear for me, KQ4QHV.
I'll be monitoring the 73 to you next. It's a pleasure talking to you.